אנחנו נמצאים בשידור חי עם הרב דוקטור מיכאל לייטמן. כולנו נמצאים.
Hello, we're in a live broadcast with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. We are all in our little boxes because we're living the days of Corona, each one in their own homes, and we've gathered as content writers, content creators from the Kabbalah for All. We would like to hear solutions from the Rav for content when we write. And if you'd like to ask questions, you can ask questions in a Facebook post, or if you're also a friend of mine who has the phone number, then you can also send a message directly to me. Let's start with the first question. Humanity is... Rav, would you like to open with a few words?
No, I'm happy we have this time here and this bridge between us. I hope a lot of people are going to keep connecting and we'll be able to take questions from everybody and answer and develop a conversation between us and see the plan of creation through everything that is taking place now, also in the world, and also in the BB society. Please.
רק מציינים שלא שומעים אותך מספיק טוב, שתקרב את המיקרופון.
If we don't hear you well enough, we would like to ask you to bring the mic closer.
Is this better right now?
Whoever can hear, Rav, please update.
I don't know. For me, it's the same microphone and the same instruments. Please.
Okay, first question. Humanity right now in the world are expecting to beat the virus. That's the goal. Are you expecting that this corona pandemic will leave the world, that we'll beat it?
The fact that we will beat this virus, I'm sure otherwise that we won't beat anything, and we aren't supposed to beat anything except for our ego, and to be as prepared as we can for connection, and in the connection between us we win, meaning we balance the forces, we change the balance of forces in reality, and then all these viruses that actually just show us as much as we aren't connected, they will disappear. Only by the connection between us, we can fight this virus. Meaning, we have to see this virus as a revelation of the evil force between us. And if we'll be able to overcome the gaps between us, the evil, the resistance, the distancing, in such a way we can win. I'm speaking on the level of the masses, not through the upper force and the upper system, but in an easier way, more to the masses. But if you want to get a more scientific, Kabbalistic explanation, so according to your questions, I'm willing to elaborate. Well, let's keep going for now.
Okay, we'll continue, and if we need, we'll expand. And we can hear you better now, so thanks to those who have helped. Next question, how can enhance trust where there's different bodies, government bodies that are really disregarding the rules? Is this even something that we can do to control the general public?
Yeah, there are all kinds of rumors that somebody invented this, and it's artificial, and more and more. I don't belong to such people that believe in all kinds of rumors. I'm not part of them. Not from the good or the bad. I just think that What we need to do is organize the connections between us the way the wisdom of Kabbalah is demanding, and this virus just shows us how we've reached in the separation between us and the collisions between us to the limit, the border. That's why the evil is bursting out in such a serious and horrible way. And it all depends on the connection or distance between us. There's nothing else in this world. This world exists only in order to let humans, through their freedom of choice and a mutual effort, to connect and to be one man with one heart. If we go in that direction, so we eradicate all these viruses and everything. But if we disregard that, or we're lazy about it, and according to that, all the evil forces get stronger from our negligence, and we get bigger blows, more internal, painful, and that obligates us to still pay attention about the reason for the blows. So the wisdom of Kabbalah explains in advance that everything that is happening from us disregarding our true need to come closer to one another and be one man with one heart, meaning to build, to reveal a unified system. Yep.
Next question. These are questions that are sent by students. If we thought, no, we asked this one already, there are many efforts to try and help others who need help, to supply food for elderly who are quarantined in homes, to help businesses who are in danger of going bankrupt. What do you think about these efforts?
Of course. Of course, yes. Everything that benefits the connection between people, from man to another, they are working for the benefit of the general connection to the public. And obviously they help us deal with this virus.
Do they add to the connection that you're talking about?
Yes, even if we will do actions on a corporeal level between man and his friend, it will help us uplift spiritually. Yeah.
These days, we hear messages of unity and mutual dependency from all branches, from all parties. It's not clear how we do this, though. How do we need to do this to unite together?
Everybody, turn your mics off. Again.
These days, when everyone's talking about messages of unity and mutual dependency, what do you mean when we need to be connected? How do we do it correctly? Do you mean that we need to be kind? Do we need to be nice with our colleagues? Or is there something more to it?
Obviously, I'm speaking on a connection between us on a different level, which is much higher than what we can even imagine in our corporeal life. That, obviously, no doubt. But still, if we even start from corporeal, simple things, that we begin, man will help his friend in such a way, a general, simple way to the masses with hope to come out of the problem, that still, it brings people together. Even from lolishma of lolishma. But still, it works and benefits the general system for each and everyone.
I like to understand a bit more. Right now I'm starting to work at home, so I discovered that I also have neighbors. For example, I have an elderly neighbor who's afraid of going out to buy groceries, and I would like to help her. Is that good? Is that adding to the connection between us?
Well, would you relate to your mother or grandmother in such a way? Obviously, yes. So why not to her?
Because she's not my mother or grandmother.
Why do you think it's like that? It's not true. If it's an integral system, as you've been learning in the wisdom of Kabbalah, that we're all connected to one another as parts of one soul, so you should relate to her just like to your closest person. What's the difference? That's why you should also think about her and relate to her. Just the way you would relate to your mother or grandmother.
Next question. That's bothering a lot of people. That we're about to have 1 million unemployed people in Israel. The world economy is falling, and governments are trying to help as much as possible. What suggestions can we give to governments? Do we have a better suggestion than handing out money to workers?
Look, there are a lot of different methods to divide money, you know, throw it out of planes or give everybody 100 or 1,000 bucks or all kinds of things. We have to understand, in general, we're not used to today's state, and we also still don't know what state we are going to reach. Let's imagine, let's open a discussion, a big discussion, to the general public, and say that we're truly before something new. That we won't be able to just keep going, that in a week or two it's going to be over. There's all kinds of speculations or assumptions, let's say. It won't end. This won't end, not with the summer, not with the winter, not what people think, that there'll be all kinds of reasons of climate or days or holidays or whatever. No. This will end when we will come back to a connection between us, that it won't be so horrible like it has been lately. That we have come to a state where we don't care about nothing, not ecology, not the earth, not the atmosphere, not the water, not anything, just to make more and more money. For what? To put it in the banks and all kinds of boxes without any benefit. Meaning we have become slaves, complete slaves of our ego. And we have reached the state where nature must teach us in such a way, and according to that, in a very strong way. Dramatic, I'd say. So let's hope that the drama we are going through now will happen in a serious way, and it depends as much as we, especially Bnei Baruch, will be able to explain and tell everybody what the nature wants of us. Nature wants us to acknowledge that we're in an integral system, that we're all interconnected, and according to that, we have to behave and take everybody into consideration. Today, there's no rich or poor. There's no boss and worker. But everybody has to feel themselves towards this virus, the coronavirus. We're all equal as much as possible. Understand it's not simple, it's not suitable to us because we haven't been born like this, we weren't raised like this, we weren't educated like this, but we have no choice. We have to understand that towards this blow, we are all equal. You read it everywhere, right? Online, that also famous people are sick, they get this virus and don't know what to do. It won't help that you should follow those rich people that are like running away from Paris. They're running to all kinds of suburbs where everybody has a big home with a big land. I got like a report from there about it. Or in Canada, so they go north where the polar bears are. That won't help. It won't help. Let's check ourselves everywhere we can, and we'll see that the virus gets to such places that we can't even say why there. We have all kinds of assumptions, why here, why there, but they're wrong. They are wrong. There is a reason which is completely other than what we think. That's why the quicker we start relating to everything that's happening equally, and that we will be concerned about all people in the world equally, according to that, we will quickly rise from this blow and keep advancing towards connection in softer conditions, lighter.
In regards to the governments, what responsibility does the government have to the nation? You're saying that it's not enough to hand out money. Many in the nation are expecting some kind of treatment, some kind of plan. What plan can the government develop?
First of all, obviously, if there's no bread, there's no Torah, as it says, we have to give every nation the minimal things they need, their essentials. Bread, water, supplies, baby food, anything a person needs today in a minimal, normal way in order to survive. That's one. Second, we need in each and every human society to open the channels of connection with the people, education channels, because only through education that is aimed correctly towards the people to bring them to identification to the purpose of creation, the general purpose, only in that way we can correct these viruses. If there won't be corona, there'll be something else. But for sure, there'll be more and more. And everybody understands it's not the last blow, it's not the last trouble. If we don't correct ourselves, the attitude between us and between us and nature. That's why we have to explain these things to the people, to nations, and what we have to do, how to be interconnected, for what and why nature is demanding this connection from us, why this connection is the salvation, that we also object this so much. What's in the connection? What remedy does the connection have? That by this connection, we can heal ourselves even from the coronavirus. That there is no other medicine in humanity but that. We have to explain this. For this, we have to open channels and speak to people. And for this, we have enough materials and people that know how to speak about this. So let's do it. I'm turning to you. Most of you are studying for years the wisdom of Kabbalah, and you know how to explain to everybody what the meaning of life is, what the meaning of society is, the meaning of the world, the purpose of the world, the purpose of correction we have to go through, in what way we're correcting ourselves in order to bring ourselves to identification, to equivalence of form with the general nature. Everything we've learned, we need to explain this, and again and again, in all kinds of levels, from the lowest ones to levels that we speak to people that are educated, psychologists, scientists, those are women, men, mothers, children, to every level and every person. It has to be education for the whole humanity on every levels, every different parts of humanity.
Where do we receive the instruction to educate an entire humanity, everyone in their own place, their own heart?
I think we have the preparation for it. I think, like, you know, when you come out of university and you come to workplace, so you're never suitable for the workplace if you're an engineer. But the place you get to, they make these specific things in that place. So what happens? What happens is you have to adapt yourself to this workplace. So you have a foundation, you have a base for this, and you can do this. That's why we, when we have been studying the wisdom of Kabbalah in the last generation, and all the writings of Rabash, my teacher, so we need to adapt this. That's our work. And we need to do this every day. And try to really be experts about this. And whoever wants to learn, they should learn from our approach towards the world and join us after he learns and also be a teacher. And in this way, we can reach everybody. That's why I see before me North America, South America, Europe, and all kinds of other countries, and the big Russia, and the whole world is actually, so I'm asking the whole world, Asia, yeah, you see? So I'm asking all our friends that are around the world, or not friends, whoever wants to know, just to connect, to go in this together, and we together will, by discussing between us, we can process the materials in such a way that we will be able to put it out for humanity.
What stage do we place the uniqueness of Kabbalah into the reason that we are getting these blows from nature? Or do we leave it very down to earth?
We will see this according to the state. There's no wise as the experienced. I can't say it's not like I gave lectures to the public, which is all of humanity, on all levels and ages and genders and so on. But I think that we have to do this. So let's start. And the Creator will finish our work. Norma.
The educational plan that you're talking about, what can stop such a plan?
What do you mean, prevent it? Stop this?
What can prevent, but prevent in the whole world? We know there's unemployment, there's all kind of economic problems. What will prevent it?
Dudi, I don't understand. Maybe I don't hear it.
What will this plan prevent? What problems will it prevent?
Oh, sorry, Norma, I didn't understand. What can this plan heal, you mean?
Yes.
As much as we will be able to bring people together, we will feel that the world is becoming softer, friendlier, that the forces of the world are working for us. Like everybody in his life was sick, and then he gradually heals another day and another day. And let's say after a week, he's out of his disease. Same thing here. To the extent that we spread out our materials and explain to everybody what we're supposed to do, what this coronavirus is demanding of man on a human level, then we will start feeling how we are coming out of the disease. That's it. And we'll feel how we're healing.
I
have a question from an economist. When Rav talks about building a corrected economy, according to the last generation, we first have to build a new economy. Today we're in a state that the nation, or a lot of people, have been educated, and if the corona brings economic collapse, what do you see is happening? Will it be a monthly income? How will this hold? Will this continue after the pandemic ends?
I think, in an ideal way, obviously, we need to erase from the whole world everything that disturbs it, things that we don't need, that aren't essential. Completely, to just take it out of humanity. Not to create, to make anything that we don't need. That's one thing. Second, each and every one that isn't working in a job, like if he was making something just in order to sell it, and then somebody bought it and tossed it out, you know, such places of work that have no benefits, also in creating it, also in selling it, all those things, each one of those that feels that now he isn't participating in any creation. He has nothing to do. And there are billions of those. I'm serious. We see today that there's 10 or 20% unemployment, there'll be 90% unemployment. And then this finance guy that's asking me now, I want to ask him, what plan will you make of the state, a social plan, when you have 90% of unemployed? And see what's going to happen. See what will happen, but that's how it's going to be. On the good scenario, there'll be 10% working, because that is enough in order to supply us with everything we need. And the rest have to deal with studying what the Creator needs of us, what nature needs of people, to be in an integral way, connected, nice, good between them. That's it. That's why I think we obviously have to build an attitude towards the economy and life, and the way we make a living has to be different. That our provisions will be including also corporeality and spirituality together. So some belong only to the corporeal level, and some belong only to the spiritual level, and some of them will be in percentage here and there.
How do we do it without education?
With education, obviously. They'll have to be in education escorting this all the time, of course.
The blow that's coming, the corona, is it a sort of education through negative?
I see it as a salvation for humanity. If not the corona, we'd reach such an explosion, as Baal HaSulam writes, an atomic war, nuclear war, world war. You understand? This would have been... It wouldn't be corona, just a few people sick and a few die. I don't know, 100 a day. What are you talking about compared to atom bombs? That's why I see upper mercy coming to organize our life correctly.
How does Rav see this transition? Is it possible in our current time or soon?
It all depends on Bnei Baruch. I don't see in the world, maybe there is, I'd like to know, but I don't see in the world I don't see any other group, any other force, any other organization that can disseminate the world education. Only we around the world in every language now must get on that internet and do this work and scatter and publish to everybody what the method of correction is, to discuss it every day, to start discussions and advance more and more.
Regarding to the previous question, it's exactly in regards to the economy. Before the coronavirus, before this pandemic, we saw many movements, social movements in the world, in France, in South America, all over the world. And this was before the unemployment that we will see soon.
Yes.
What's the treatment? What can the countries do to prevent this so there won't be a global revolution with more problems?
Dear lady, we have nothing else to do but disseminating the method of correction, meaning connection between humans in the web correctly to adapt to nature. As we learn, the whole nature is an integral web in the still vegetative and animate levels, except for the speaking level. And the speaking level, meaning humans, we ourselves, in our forces, in our understanding, in our awareness, in our efforts, we need to organize such a net of connections that we will relate to one another in a friendly way. If we do it in such a way, everything will relax. For now, we have to learn how to do it and do it. I don't see any other treatment. How to divide the money, how to organize things. You ask the experts and let them do whatever they want. I don't think anything will come out of this. But the moment we will start in air forces as much as we can to scatter the method of correction, just as the soul, vegetative and animate connect between them, we also have to be interconnected with all of nature between us. In such a way, we will calm the whole world of ours and feel that we're working in forces, the good forces, that enter a friendly, correct attitude, connection between them, only in such a way. I don't see any other possibility. Now you will say all those experts about economy and industry and politics and Merkel and all those others, zero. big zero, what can come out of this, if not big damage. Very simple. That's what we need to do. Just scatter the method of correction. And as much as people read this, understand this, already from starting to acknowledge this, we will feel how the world is going towards correction. So instead of spreading out the money, we need to spread out knowledge from the wisdom of Kabbalah about connections between people.
We need to make sure that everyone has nourishment for their soul. Also the basic necessities, water, bread, what everyone needs. And not more than that. The rest is to study for the soul. I would place the $1,000 like Trump is suggesting on the requirement of a person being included in this educational plan. Otherwise, no. If you want to receive $1,000, you have to work. What is work? You need to sit, study, and you'll be examined too. You have to have these tests. And the rest of the day will be to help others, to buy food for them, to bring it home, and so on. Study and actions that are bringing all of humanity together as one bundle.
About that, other than like the U.S. that do aid workers, people, and so on, Israel is the only one that still isn't helping. Do you think the state of Israel has to work according to the places of the world to prevent the economy from falling?
Israel must, without concern of the economy falling. It must come from education. Even if I can give, how do you call these helicopters that they want to hand out? These drones where I can give money to everyone. What do we have? These companies that will supply. They'll really supply everything for you to the home. I would say it would be better if it's done by people who are doing it by effort against their own desire, and they'll have a lot more benefit.
So I want to ask, as a citizen, not on behalf of a country, because what you are saying right now, a lot of people are saying that you're not aware of the people's anxiety from survival. You don't feel their pain.
I know. Well, let's say maybe I don't know enough about the anxiety, but I know very well about the true remedy that must come.
A person that is in an anxiety now, a person in anxiety of survival.
What's this existential anxiety?
He doesn't know how he's going to make money. He sees the debts he's going to have, his mortgage, his apartment. He doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow with his kids.
Like everyone. Like him, there's everyone around him. There's 100,000, even 100 million. There are others like him.
I don't care about anyone.
It has to concern you. Half of it is the mercy and the care for others. It can't be that the police will come and throw him out of the apartment because there's a million like him. And they can't demand from him to pay so and so. Because then they will say, have to say the same to millions more who can't pay. It can't be. The problem is psychological. It is only in the psyche. It's what's pressing on us. There's nothing more than that. So let's start to think, what are we going to do? How can we suit ourselves to the upper force?
I want to ask about an individual person. Let's say me. I'm not going to have any money. I see it. I have mortgage issues. I have kids that I have to feed. How do I survive? My business is crumbling. How should I deal with this? It's very...
I'm not suggesting anything. You are directing this to the wrong person. I'm not an economist. I'm not a politician. I'm not a social worker. I have nothing to do with this. I'm not coming from social insurance. I am just telling you that the solution, the remedy to the corona problem is not on the level of corona itself, not on the virus. It's a problem that comes from humanity, from the lack of adaptation to the general nature.
You are speaking about the general. Can you speak about to the individual?
The individual must enter the general system and support and work according to what Kabbalah suggests. That's the remedy. Otherwise, I am not able to understand what more we can give, what more we can do. Of course, we need to give him the $1,000 a month. To give them medicine. Yes, of course. I'm not talking about that. But if we're talking about how we can really expel this problem, how we can really expel the blow, it's only by the correction of this relationship between people.
Ken.
How does the society look like, where people are starting to act to relate to each other in corrected relationships?
First of all, I would like to see you normally on screen, if possible, because you're appearing before many people. Respect those who are listening. And ask again, please.
How does a society look like that is working according to the corrected social rules? How do they behave?
I can't explain this in one word, but like I know you, you heard 15 or 16 years. This is something that you explain in more than the 15 minutes that we have now. I hope that we'll have questions that are more related to these scrutinies that we're having right now. Please, Dudi.
Another question. The lack of the future, the isolation are showing results. There are a lot more people turning to emotional therapy, medicine, antidepressants. How do we lower the level of anxiety and relax these days?
Education. Our public relations with others. We can explain how all of this is happening. Why is it happening? That we have this problem that's so global and how we can remedy it. We need to explain it nicely, beautifully even. In these really beautiful words that I'm already, I'm not saying anymore. We need to care for this.
If we understand the state, will that lead for a relaxing?
Of course it will relax. Part of the problem with corona is psychological. It's not a problem with... that's really medical. Because how many people does it really harm? It's the fear on one hand. And on the other hand, people don't want to receive the conditions that the Ministry of Health are telling people what to do, telling them not to go outside, that they need to distance themselves, close themselves in. That's the problem. We are in a problem of public relations and explaining how this is happening, what's going on psychologically. It's just 100, 200, 300. How many people die from road accidents and from all kinds of other problems? We need to understand that this is a different fear. I don't see it. I don't feel it. I can't recognize it. It really escapes through my fingers.
Why? It's still not clear why understanding the situation will scatter the lack of awareness, the anxiety, the...
Then people will know where it's from. They need to know why it's happening. When they know why, we take the reins of our life back into our hands. You want to ask a question?
Yeah, I have a question. I wanted to ask about the elders. Why is this blow hurting the elderly people so much? The first case of death was somebody very old, and the family was sorry that he passed away, and on the last days he was alone without saying goodbye to the family. I'm just giving an example, but you say that the connection with elders, grandparents, is very important, and also for children. So why does nature give them such a blow?
Nature gives us a blow like this because we are connecting this whole system in a way that's circular, integral. It's global too. That's why, God forbid, if all of these blows would be inflicted upon children, you are young, children, babies, God forbid, that it's harming elderly people who are above the age of 70. I'm also over the age of 70. And that's okay. What can you do? We've done what we could do in this world. There's nothing to be sorry about for a person who... his life was shortened by a few years compared to the younger generation. So there's nothing to ask here. There's nothing to complain about that the coronavirus is harming the elderly more. Personally, I agree with it 100%, even though it has different reasons for this happening. But that's already from within the wisdom of Kabbalah, the relation between the souls. Maybe we'll talk about this in our next conversation.
About that topic, there's stories like yesterday, people came for emotional, like 200,000 calls came in if they're asking if they're going to die and they should say goodbye to their grandchildren. People who don't really understand what's going on here. So they're asking, why exactly the elders? You say they're an important element in our society.
I said that the elderly are very important when it was a regular state and there wasn't so much attention being given to the elderly. I'm saying that the elderly are important to the world because they're the... they're the fuse that helps society to save themselves from all these problems, that they can really help the children, the grandchildren. It gives them strength and understanding. It gives them approach to life. It gives what the parents are not able to give. Yeah, but that's well known. And regarding the coronavirus, we'll talk about it next time. I'll have to draw this whole picture with all the layers and also all the nations and where it's coming from here. And it's not. I won't be happy to do this, but if it's needed, I'll do it. Because what's important for us is to talk about the solution, the remedy, and not why the blows are coming. All of the blows are clothing within a certain sector of society. We know this.
I have a few questions close to the end, so from different angles. First question, we see that it turns out that on social media we see humor is a good instrument. You know, people are alone, there are a lot of jokes about this state. Usually in other crises people are sadder because it's about security. Here there's a lot of humor around this. You think it's a right means to help what they get?
Yes, it's good, it's right. We just need to understand that we don't have any to hate, we don't have any arms, we don't have any weapons, we don't have anyone to fight against. Try and imagine that you're just a regular citizen. What can you do? That's why there's humor and jokes and a bit about laughing about yourself, laughing about humanity, that all of a sudden they feel themselves as a small child that doesn't know what to do, where this blow is coming from. Like a child standing in the middle of the room and crying, doesn't know what to do. That's why we have the humor and these laughs, and it's good.
Is there a limit to this humor? It can be dark humor, or what's the borders of humor?
It's not the limitations, the boundaries of humor. It's about how the humor comes from a person in order to strengthen the force of society, to direct society towards connection. Let's continue.
Everybody is in the same state. You said this. Everybody, countries, nations, rich, poor, from all sides of politics, it's a problem for everybody. So how can we take the maximum out of the state where we're on this together?
I didn't understand, Yuri, sorry.
Again, we're all in the same states, countries, rich, poor, people. Is this the problem of the many, so it's relief for everybody? How do we take the maximum out of this without leaving anyone out?
We can't be in the same state in the same blow, because we exist in our feelings. We all live in different ways, and we're all going through this differently. Everyone has a spiritual part, a corporeal part. If it's the spiritual part, then he's happy that he can now fulfill himself in regards to others and how he can help, how he can tie everyone together, and he can connect them somehow and participate in this process of dissemination, in our educational process. And if he doesn't have a part in spirituality, but only in corporeal, then he can also help. Everyone has a way of helping. If you want to come out of it, invest efforts into connection. I have nothing more to say. It's so simple. We can only come out of it quickly and nicely in this way. We are like the people of Israel in Egypt. They're in control of the ego. The ego has given us blows from all of the sides, and we need to understand that we can only run away from the ego. We have to run away. We have to run away from the bad states between us. And if we try and we help each other, then this whole coronavirus will be a force that comes and helps the connection between us, and it will advance us to good, like we read in this short article, that it's all corrections. There's no bad that comes to the world. There's no blows even. It's all corrections. It's all awakening that comes from the upper force, from nature, telling us where we need to complete ourselves to be a useful, beneficial part in this complete, integral system of the world. Well, let's hope that we're coming to that.
How should we consume news where the information is very, gives a lot of pressure, so, and people have a lot of time on their hands, so they watch news a lot?
I don't know. I not to all sorts. What do you call it? There's a news source. This general news source. You see all of the news in one page. And that's enough for me to see that there's nothing new. What can be new? That a few hundred people died. I read today that after the toilet paper, now eggs are starting to disappear. Okay, that's news. Other than that, I didn't really see something new. Okay. I think that we need to maybe receive more and more questions from our people, from our friends, from everyone, and open in these talks that we have them every day, but it won't be too similar. We have it a few times a week, 3 times, 4 times. I'm willing.
There are more questions. You want to listen more, or should you end?
No, I'm already. That's it. But we'll have these talks, and if you want, tomorrow we'll have tomorrow. I'm just asking that we'll have questions that I'll be able to answer them in a very short time. You know, questions and answers, not like Shelley asked me.
Okay, Rav Leitman, thank you very much.
I'd like to thank you all for being here with me, Josie, Dudi, Norma, Marcos, Anna, Chaim Ratz, and Owen Levy. I'd like to thank you all. And I'll see you whenever you'd like to see. I really miss all of you so that you'll be here. What can I do? In the meantime, we're in the distance of the virus that it's showing us how much we can't be in one heart. We'll get closer to it. Goodbye. All the best.